Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
What's going on, Reezy? Reezy, how you feeling, man? Reezy. Reezy, you there? Reezy, you there? All right, people, we're actually waiting for Reezy to get back in.
What's up, people? It's your main guy, Jonathan, a.k.a. The Millennial General, coming to you live from the House of Hit Studio, powered by House of Fresh. Check this out, people.
Reezy, what's up?
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? What's good?
Man, we live. I hope you got your people tuned in, man.
Oh, man, shoot, man. Hey, shit, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? It's a good day. How y'all feeling, man?
We doing great. We live on the air, man. So I hope you shared your link with everybody so they can tune in to
I
it, bro. For real, for real.
I sure did.
Definitely,
man.
Well,
did. I sure did.
Hey, man. No doubt, man. Welcome to the Dream Muscle Win podcast, man. We everywhere. We're on TuneIn. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. So we're glad to have you, brother.
Oh, man, I'm glad y'all having me, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Definitely, man. Let's jump right into it, man. Let everybody know where you represent from, man. Your city and state, where you rep.
I represent Cleveland, Ohio, from the 216.
Definitely. 216 Ohio, big area out there, man. We got a few artists from there, man, for real. So
yeah, man.
Definitely.
Big up to Q Money. You got me from Cleveland. 55 Bags. You got me from the city. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Definitely, man. Let's jump right into it, man. When you think about your music in general, and you think about everything you put into this game, when people listen to your music, man, what message do you think they receive from your music when they listen to it, man?
Pretty much just live your life and follow your dreams. Pretty much that. When you listen to my music, you're going to have a good time. You know, you're going to be in the vibe, you're going to be in the zone, and everybody, they're going to want to have fun. You know, so it's pretty much just be yourself, speak your mind. Don't be afraid to speak your truth, because that's what making music is all about, speaking your truth. Yo, hello?
Yeah, man, speaking your truth is real important. I'm going to tell you why, Reezy, speaking your truth is so important. It's because people can feel that through your music, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, people know
sure.
People know when you capping. I want to get into this part here. Microphone in your hand, you're on the stage, crowd going crazy, club packed. Explain how that moment makes you feel, man.
Oh man, that's a wonderful feeling. Like that's an indescribable feeling. Like you're on the stage, you're rocking out, millions of people just calling your name, screaming your name, and that's a wonderful feeling, man. That's a pretty wonderful feeling. Like, it don't get no better than that. Like, that's a feeling that every artist dream of. Like,
and the reason why I asked that question is because that puts you at the height of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
for sure.
It's like that's why you, that's part of, that's priceless. The fact that you're able to get on stage and let the world see your talent in that way. I want to go into this part here, man. Out of all the things that you can do in the whole world, man, why in the world did you decide to go down this road, man? Because you already know, like, the chances of you making this game is so low. Like, very few people make it. Because you can't just be good. You got to be great, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Pretty
so
much.
What
did
you believe that you could take it to that level, man?
I got passion, I have dedication, and I've been studying the game so long, I've been acquiring knowledge. I feel like this. If Jay-Z can do it, I can do it. If Big
mm-hmm.
can do it, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? I never let nobody tell me that I can't do something, because I tell people I can do anything I set my mind to. That's what I tell everybody. If you have a goal, if you got a vision, pursue it. Don't let nobody deter you from it. Just because they can't do it, because they won't do it, but you can do it.
Exactly.
And
I totally respect that, which leads me to another point. I want you to talk about how your pain and your obstacles have fueled your music. That's what I want you to talk about. Because I know you've had pain in your life, you've had ups and downs. I want you to tell the audience how that pain has helped fuel you to go further.
Well, pretty much, I put my pain into my music, and it's a way of me expressing myself. It's like I can recall a time when I didn't know how to express myself. I'd get so angry, throw tantrums, and I had to grow out of that. So I had to ask myself, what can I do to better myself? What can I do to express myself better? Well, let me write poetry. Mm-hmm. Let me write some music. Let me listen to some music. And music calms my soul. Express myself better. Well, let me write poetry. So, in other words, it's all about expression, man. I put it all into my music. Whether I'm feeling happy, I put that into my music. Whether I'm feeling sad, I put that into my music. But just know
right.
that I'm going to have something to say.
Definitely. I want to get into this part here. Spell your artist name on Spotify.
Reezy. R-E-E-Z-Y. I dropped a song in 2017 called Paradise, featuring a good friend of mine called Stone the Butcher. And it's crazy how that song came about. You know, we always saw each other at events, and we always wanted to collaborate. And I say collaboration
mm-hmm.
is important because you never know who you're going to run into in this business. You know, and you never know. You and that person might end up becoming great friends. Which me and him, we really good friends to this day. You know what I'm saying? We rock out, vibe out, whatever. And we keep it going. And we plan on working together on some more projects. I love working with artists.
I want to go into this part here. Yeah. I want to go into this part here. When you think about 2020, and it just started, so, you know, the year just kicking off, man. What, in 2020, man, what is something that you know you need to do? What is something that you know you need to do in 2020 differently than what you did in 2019 to make your brand go further, man?
One thing I know I need to do differently, definitely work on my deliveries. Definitely work on my brand. And I feel that's very important because your brand is everything. Without a brand, nobody
got
knows
it.
You.
Right,
a brand,
nobody knows
you. Who you are.
Definitely, man. Hey, give out your Instagram handle real quick. We got 30 by 45 seconds left. Give out your Instagram handle real quick so people can connect with you on IG.
Yo, for those that's listening, for those that's tuned in, follow me at Reezy _ CGS. Whoever wants to collaborate, show me anything else.
All right, Reezy, man. We've been honored to have you on the Dream Hustle Winning podcast, and I'm going to call you back direct in about 5-10 minutes, all right, so we can chop it up. All right, bro?
All right, Michelle. Good listening out.
Thank you, man. Let's get it. Peace.
All right.